Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servants, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Lord, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. We have every reason to celebrate, to sing and to dance, and to magnify the name of the Lord for a journey that has been consistent in the life of this church for 10 years. And I want to congratulate you, for God has counted you worthy to be a part of what He is doing in the face of the earth in such a time as this. I want you to celebrate yourself with an hand clap. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Make somebody welcome to God's presence once again as you take your seat. Wish that person well with a smile. Make sure you are not sitting beside the wrong person this morning. Make sure if the person is looking difficult, cast your yoke of joy. Shout hallelujah. It's a beautiful morning to celebrate the goodness of God in Harvest World. Hallelujah. And I want you to specially celebrate your pastor. Amen. Celebrate the grace of God on your pastors. Pastor Benga and Pastor Wumi. Hallelujah. A man of God indeed. Amen. I'm going to bring a goodwill message. Yes, that's why, you know, I dressed in a celebrant mood. Amen. So I'm bringing a goodwill message. I'm not as much trying to go and start prophesying and jumping around. I'm going to try and comport myself and stay very close to the podium and bring a goodwill message so that the anointed message can come from God's servant. Especially, help me to appreciate this servant of God that God has sent to impart us. Amen. How many of you were there yesterday? Please, if you were there yesterday and you are sitting down, I suspect you. I suspect you. Amen. Please, you know, I've known the evangelist for so long. But you know, when God begins to show you vision of people, it means they have something to do in your life. And God still shows people who to go to, the go-to person. This is one of the things I ask the Lord to do for you this year. There is a go-to that God will open your eyes to. One of the products, secondary consequence of encounter, is that you will know what to do. Your atmosphere will change. Are you ready for an encounter this morning? So we trust the Lord that as God will use Evangelist Oki for the second dose of what God brought him to do in our midst this morning, every man, every woman that is connected to this cloud will receive from the Lord a platform for encounter. And you won't be the same after that. I'm not going to stand in the capacity of a public speaker. I will stand in the capacity of a messenger of heaven this morning. The theme of our conference is what? The encounter. And the theme for the year is what? the year of rest. Now, what I'm speaking, what my goodwill message will be about, is the encounter that is the prerequisite for rest. Because encounter is prerequisite for rest. Oh, Father, help us tonight. Come with me to the book of Matthew chapter number 11. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Matthew chapter number 11. You can help me from verse 25. I would like to be brief so that we can be ready for so much that God will do in this service. I had to pause because there's a woman here who needs to be at peace with her husband. I hope God does not interrupt my goodwill message, because I came here for goodwill message. But the Lord is telling me there's a woman now who needs to be at peace inside her. You have to be at peace with your husband now. Not another moment. Now. Because that thing that is growing gradually in your heart is a trap. It's a trap. And whoever has that word, may the Lord let it light in your heart immediately. Thank you, Father. Verse number, I said we should go to Matthew chapter number what? Chapter number 11. That's enough. Okay, I like verse 25. Jesus was the one speaking here. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and has revealed them unto babes. Because there is a posture. There is a posture. There is a basic requirement for God to walk with man. Let's say, hey, it's basic. If you are not there, you can't see God. Am I still with you? Are you still with me? So Jesus was thanking God. He said, you left the wise and the prudent, and you have chosen to do what? To reveal these things unto babes. Babes, the Greek word there is for infant. Those who can't help themselves. Are you following me this one? Once God finds a man who can at least assist himself, he does not reveal himself. One of the things that handicap God the most is your know-how, your prudence. Your know-how, your self-sufficiency. The true fall of man was independence. You will know for yourself. You will by your own self be able to discern between good and evil. You need God to tell you what's good and what is evil. That was the joker that Satan played for man. And when man entered into that, he became trapped in self-sufficiency. But when Jesus was speaking here, he began to describe a pattern, a place where he meets with man. And he said, this is the place. This is the place of revelation. This is the place of encounter. When I find people who are babes, I'll make things known to them. Paul was speaking in 2 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse 18. He said, do not deceive yourself. If there be any of you that seems to be wise in this age, let him become foolish, that he may be wise. So, the stature that Jesus was describing for encounter, for revelation to man, is what? Babies. And you know, that thing will be used interchangeably. When God used the word babe as regards your connection with God, it's a stature that remains forever. When he used babe in connection with your development in God, it's a different ball game entirely. So that metaphor can be used in different form. There is a form that God will use babe, and he say, out of the mouth of babe and suckling, he has ordained strength. And you'll be thinking he's talking about those who have not grown. No, he's actually talking about those who are ultimately dependent. And it's actually spiritual growth. Because in the things of man, when you grow up, you become independent. Are you with me, God's people? But in the things of God, when you grow up, you become dependent. Is anybody still with me this morning? However, in another place, when Paul will say, are ye not babes? He's actually measuring spiritual development. Because you come from babe to childhood to sonship. That's another paradigm. But this one, this metaphor, the highest level of growth a man of the spirit attains brings him to a summit, a place where he becomes absolutely dependent. So Jesus said to Peter, I said, when you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted. But when you become old, what did he say will happen? He said, another man will what? Will take you by the hand and lead you to where you do not want. So spiritual growth will be taking you to where your flesh does not really like. Yeah, that's a way of rest too. Are you following my goodwill message this morning? I told you I brought a goodwill message. Church, listen to me carefully. I don't know how many times I have. So this day I speak with all kinds of seriousness in my heart. My deepest thought into March, my birth month, is Jeremiah 20. Jeremiah chapter number 20. My deepest thought. I just looked at the words of Jeremiah again in the verse 23. Still in line with what I'm saying. That's why I can reference it. Jeremiah chapter number 10, verse 23. Jeremiah paused and said, I know. He said, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not with man to direct his steps. But we still keep walking in folly. Not coming to terms that this thing is not my own. Give me what the NIV says in that scripture. Jeremiah 10 verse 23. Quickly. Lord, I know people's lives are not their own. Every man needs to come to a start point to know, so that you stop being overly ambitious and find out what exactly is the meaning of this race I'm running. And stop desiring for God to just become a support system. Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. So it is those who find mercy. It's those who find mercy that will begin to seek for God to direct their steps. They realize on time that the way of man is not where. It's not in himself. Go back to the book of Matthew chapter number 11 and verse 25. Let me continue my journey. I need to be brief. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou eat these things from the wise and the prudent and hast revealed them unto who? Unto babes. Verse 26. Even so, Father, so it seemed good in thy sight. Verse 27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. He to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Encounter is a product of mercy and divine election. First. Because there are some intelligent people who do not believe in the way you believe. But because the Son has not revealed himself to them. It's a product of mercy. First, the product of mercy. Please, can you give me that scripture? Let's read a little further. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. No man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And him so whomsoever the Son will reveal him. All right. And verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for me and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. So there are dimensions and layers and dimensions of rest. That is a one that is a, when you come unto me, I give to you. Then there's the next dimension that is a, when you learn of me, that one you will find. So there is a dimension of rest that is a product of your seeking and searching. Are you with me, God's people? There is a rest that he gives you. He gives you. It's just like when you got saved. He gave you a dimension of rest. All right? And he says further that if you press further in me, there is another dimension of rest that you will find. The quality of that one is higher. You will find that one. You will find rest for your soul. It's just giving me the picture of Jacob. While Jacob was leaving home and going to Laban, he found rest in an encounter. You remember Genesis 28? It's not Bible study, it's preaching. So you can go search. Genesis 28, he encountered God, and there's one dimension that came to him that was not the final. It was some level of rest, and he called the place the house of God. That was the entry point. But while, for about 20 years after that encounter, the Bible said a ladder was set up. You remember that went to the heavens, from the top of the heavens to his pillow. And he saw angels ascending and descending. And of course, Jesus confirmed that to us in John 1:50. He said, you will see the Son of Man and angels ascending and descending upon him. So the encounter Jacob actually found was Christ. It was the door to a reality that was opened unto him. But do you know, for after that encounter, Jacob still lived a Jacob life for 20 years. This is my goodwill message to you, church. It's 10 years. It's 10 years. And we are moving further. We have had encounters, but there remaineth yet another rest. According to the writer of Hebrew, right? Writer of Hebrew said, there remaineth. Please find me that scripture. He said, there remaineth yet another rest for the people of God. The house of God was not enough. Jacob needed another encounter after 20 years. And I can tell you, there were many things to show from the first encounter. From the first encounter, he has married two wives. From the first encounter, he has made prosperity. In fact, from the first encounter, when he got to the house of Laban, Laban said, I know that it is because of you that the Lord has blessed me and my house. He knew he was carrying something, but that was not all. There was something that was still a void in the heart of Jacob, irrespective of the material achievement that Jacob had been able to gather in 20 years. Are you still with me, God's people? 20 years. He's had so much that he could divide his achievement into troops. But there were quiet fears in his heart. Are you with me, God's people? In the midst of the blessings of God that is upon us, there is still always a place in the heart of a man where he knows that this is not all to the God of encounter. That is still, no matter how prosperous, how beautiful the journey is looking, there is still a place that is crying out. One of the quiet cry in the heart of Jacob was a cry of, one day I will meet Esau. There was unresolved issues. There were unresolved issues. After the burning bush with Moses, Moses had turned aside to see the great sight, and God had started speaking with Moses. But there were quiet issues in the heart of Moses and God. He didn't want to confront it before God. God too was waiting for Moses to confront it. And God had given rod to Moses. Go right into Pharaoh's house. Lead my people out of the place. And he said, okay, I'm ready. What else will I do? After 40 years of being in this wilderness, it's time to go and release your people. And while he was going, God was waiting. Show ni so wrong bank or to you so wrong bank. And Moses too kept quiet. Maybe God will overlook it. Then God, as they transit into the land of Egypt, they lodged somewhere. And the Bible said God was going to kill Moses. God visited the matter. It was an encounter. It was an encounter. It was a prerequisite for the real rest. When he got to that place, Moses was going to die. I don't know what formula God wanted to use to kill Moses. And Moses quickly jumped up and said, you know why Moses didn't talk about this matter? This matter is of age. You know the matter I'm talking about? The circumcision. Circumcision was a major part of the covenant. And the man Moses was not confident enough to circumcise his sons. Why? Because he married from a family where they don't do circumcision. And they were the people paying his salary. Have you been there before where your father-in-law is the MD of your company? And when you had the baby, I said, we used to circumcise in 8 days, oh. And your wife said, no, daddy didn't tell me that. And your daddy, your wife is a director in that company. I said, it's okay. It's okay since we are not even in the midst of my people. I don't think it's a bad thing. It's okay. You had another baby. Your wife said, let me ask that deal if we need to circumcise, because this circumcision thing is very irritating to me. But it was God's command. And Moses said, well, ma'am, it's okay. You know, darling, I don't think it's any big deal. And God was quiet. Moses was quiet. God was quiet. Moses was quiet. God was quiet. Moses was quiet. Time and law. God was quiet. Moses was quiet. 10 years. God was quiet. Moses was quiet. 20 years. God was quiet. God is long-suffering towards us. It does not mean he will change the standard. Don't think because God is quiet, he's not aware. When you need to make adjustment, make it on time. When they got to the place they lodged, God broke out on Moses. How does God break out on a man he has already commissioned to deliver the whole of Israel from Egypt? It's because God will not change standard. So an encounter came. That encounter was what made Moses ready. In fact, the wife called the husband, a bloody husband thou art. Because how can you circumcise men of this age? And I think circumcising those guys made them very invalid. I'm not adding to the Bible. Because I kept asking myself questions. After that, where were the children of Moses? Along the line, I guess Jethro came and collected those boys. You remember Jethro accosted them on the way. I said, Olorunrunse, you go show that omo yi. Omo mi na ni won, I have claims on them. Please. So Moses rose to the height of his calling without any of his son learning his ways. I thought it was one of his sons that should have been by the mountain when Joshua was standing. God will walk anyhow. But what is the final state we are going to find ourselves? What is the final rest? There remaineth yet. Please give me that scripture before I pray with us. I'm here to declare a proverb. There remaineth yet. What I'm saying to you, Harvest Word, is that we have seen so much, but we need to open our eyes to see if there is a need for any adjustment to make us ready for another rest. The rest that we will find for our soul. Raise another capacity to seek God. You know, the meaning of rest is not that you now sit down and nothing is, everything has been done. No. Even God, who has the standard of rest, rested on the seventh day. But by the time we got to the book of John, chapter number 5, Jesus said, my Father is still working up till now. Please give me that Hebrew scripture. There remaineth yet another rest so that we can pray. We need an encounter. Yes, we do. But we need it in dimension. There is an encounter that will prepare us for the final formation of who God has called us to be. It's a prerequisite for the final rest. Hebrews chapter number 4. Yes, thank you. There remained therefore a rest to the people of God. Give me the next verse. The next verse, verse 10. Media, don't get me. For he that has entered into his rest, he also ceased from his works. Now, it's a mystery. Now, look at it. As God did from his, You know, the Bible said God rested. He ceased from his walk. And this Bible came back to tell us that Jesus saw him. He found him walking again. It's not contradiction. Are you with me? Rest here is coming to a finality of purpose. You see, the rest in Genesis that God came to was that everything was concluded. They were fully apprehended and consummated in plan. Are you with me, God's people? God, the rest there is not that God is not involved again. God is not working again. Or else what Jesus said wouldn't have been correct. Because he said in John chapter number 15 from 17 that when they saw that he actually broke the Sabbath, he wanted to tamper with their doctrine of Sabbath. So on Sabbath day, there was a man that was sick for 38 years. And he went there and said, get up. When the man got up, that was work. And he said, carry your load and go home. When he carried his stuff, the religious people became mad. How can you? I'm telling you, religion can be very terrible. He said, don't. Somebody that has been sick for 38 years at least got healed. Leave Sabbath first and say, ah, what a great miracle. They said, this man carried his mattress on Sabbath day. He's a sinner. We are going to deal with him. Who healed him in the first place? So when they called Jesus, Jesus said, it's not my fault. Whatever I see my father do, that's what I do. He said, my father is working. Up till now, he even worked this morning. So I walk. So this is the sense of the Sabbath. This is the sense of the rest. Please give me that scripture again. Give me that scripture again so that we can pray. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own labor. That is you. Ceased from his own labor. As God did from his. Now the next verse 11, you see that you will still labor. Let us labor therefore. Shebi, you have ceased from your labor. He now says, let us labor. Are you here? Now, let me tell you. Oh my. The rest that make you cease from your own labor. Oh my God. Transport you from the realm of yourself to the realm of divine plan. When you cease from your own labor, you cease from your own personal ambition. That is when another man will lead you to where? And that's where the real rest is. In that one, you labor to enter that one. You will seek God. You will cry. You will release and exert yourself in the direction of what he calls his will. Are we still here? For he that has entered into his rest has ceased from his own. Labor. Therefore, let us labor to enter into that rest. Lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Church, this year of rest. What's the meaning of rest to us? Rest to us will be in alignment with heaven's will. Total alignment. Not just that we want to be like other churches. We will cease from our home. We will enter into his home. We will labor to enter into his own plans. Ooh, this year we will not be mindful. And we will not be worried if God decides to alter our home and tamper with our home. Because the real rest will come when we begin to seek his own. Are we there? Are we still together? I congratulate us for a journey of 10 years. But from here, we want rest. May God bring us an encounter. You know, when Jacob got to Peniel, he called the second encounter Peniel. He ceased from his own. His name changed. He was no longer his own that was looking for. At that point, he didn't know. You know, when God brings you to a point where you don't even know what you are looking for, that's when you are ready for the real rest. He didn't know what he was actually looking for again. Everything he has worked for in 20 years, he had left to go. And he got to a place where he was left alone. In chapter 32 of Genesis, then an angel came and wrestled with him. And wrestled till it was going to be daybreak. Then he held the angel. And the angel came back to him and said, "What is your name?" The other encounter, you left with your own. But this one, you can't go with your own. We must give you a new template. So they said, "What is your name?" What that angel was saying invariably is that the strength upon which you run for 20 years was another man's name. It was Esau. Because the other day that you got the blessing, you got it on the strength of another man's name. Because when your father asks, "Who is this?" you say, Esau. Then they put blessing on you with the name that belonged to another man. When he now got to the final place of rest, they ask him, "What is your name?" Angel expecting, maybe we still say, Esau. He said, "No, I'm Jacob." He came to terms with his cunningness. Then the Lord said, "Now you will enter a rest." That rest is not negotiable, because this one is that you have power with God. He said, "Your name will no longer be called Jacob, but Israel." You know what? God had watched this same guy for 20 years. But he had to introduce another encounter. I'm afraid encounters are coming. Seekers of God, encounters are coming to shape us. But we'll become babes. We'll not be able to argue with God. He will mold us the way he wants to mold. I remember when my auntie used to give pap to her baby, as if he would suffocate the baby. "I will run. The baby will be helpless. No, a baby cannot help himself. He just surrender. He wants to cry, they put pap." Can you be that malleable in God's hand? May God bring us to that point where we are that malleable, and we'll find rest. We will find rest. So many unresolved issues will be over. We'll find true peace. We'll find genuine joy. Hope will come alive again. Church, I congratulate you once again as you rise on your feet. May this year of rest bring true meaning to our journeys. May the Lord no longer ignore our shortcomings. May he straighten our path for us. May this year be that year. Speak in the Holy Ghost. Great help is coming. Ababa no mosoda manamo ya nemosi alatana ya. Talk to God. Let this year bring us to a standpoint of greater confidence in you. Oh yes, let our hopes be brighter than ever.
Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you will call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my face will be no stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me, Spirit, lead me when my trust is without spot. Let me walk upon the waters. Wherever you come, take me deeper. And my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.
One more time, say, Spirit, lead me.
Spirit, lead me. Let my trust is with the Lord.
Let me walk upon the waters. Wherever you go, take me deeper.
In the presence of my Savior. And I will call upon your name. Keep my eyes above the way.
Ayaya bokosene malakati nase.
My soul will rest in your embrace. I am. You are mine.
You are mine.
Oh.
I will call upon your name.
I will call upon your name.
Adabokosene mahali andosate.
When ocean rise, that soul will rise in your embrace. Oh, I am you.
You are mine.
Oh.
When ocean rise, my soul will rest in your
embrace.
I am you.
You are mine.
Oh,
oh, oh. One more time, I will call upon you.
Rise, my soul will rest in your
way.
I am you.
You are mine.
I am you.
You are mine.
For I am you.
You are
mine.
For I am.
Lift your hand up, everyone. Let's pray together in the name of the Lord. Maracoseda banahane koporaga demosianda labatone.
Oh God, that causes war to cease to the end of the earth. You break the bow. You break the spear. Oh, you burn the chariots with fire. Lord, we stand together before you. Every war that have withheld peace over the life of your people, in the name of Jesus, we cause the war to cease. Right now, we command the war to cease. Right now, we command the war to cease. You break the bow. Every instrument of war that darkness have used, targeting your journey, we command it to break today. It breaks the spear. Every targeted weapon thrown at you that has hurt you, we command this effect to be broken. In the name of Jesus. It burns the chariot with fire. Every mobile weapon that follows you as you move, as you engage, tonight we cause them to catch fire. We command peace for you. We command peace for your home. We command peace in your journey. Peace as you go out. Peace as you come in. Enter into this rest that the Lord says is prepared. We command a season of great encounter that positions you for such a rest. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we acknowledge your faithfulness in this house in 10 years. And now it shall be a new beginning. And now it shall be a new beginning. For now it shall be beginning of days, even beginning of months, even beginning of years. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for bearing us on eagle's wings. Thank you for the mystery of carrying us from where we were to where you commanded for us to be. And we thank you and trust you for such a mystery that will take us further. And Lord, nothing shall halt. Nothing shall fail until all that you have spoken concerning us in this house find ultimate fulfillment. Blessed be your name forever. We have prayed in Jesus' mighty name. Celebrate Jesus once again with an hand clap.